This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. Today's edition of the Trade Setup is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. We are going today morning into the trading session with a significantly weaker global handover. In fact, if you're talking about Wall Street, all of the main Wall Street indices, the Dow Jones, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq, all ended Friday session in the red. In fact, even for the week, the Nasdaq ended sharply lower by over 3% despite the sharp rally that we saw during the middle of the week in the US markets. When you're talking about European markets ended Friday sessions with marginal gains. However, most of the markets ended the session sharply off the highs, despite the fact that the UK government announced further reversal of tax-cutting plans that they had laid out earlier. When you're talking about commodity prices, gold prices fell more than 1% on Friday, and in fact, gold prices saw the worst week since mid-August. Crude oil prices also saw quite a bit of a significant sell-off. Brent crude futures settled almost 3% lower at $91.63 a barrel, and WTI crude futures fell almost 4% to $85.61 a barrel. When you're talking about some of the key events this particular week, you know, none more important than corporate earnings. So, UltraTech, Nestle, IndusInd Bank, Asian Paints, Bajaj Finance, TCS, Axis Bank, ITC are some of the companies that will be, you know, declaring the results for the quarter gone by. Asian markets are indicating a deep red start as far as Indian markets are concerned. Most of the Asian markets are trading with significant cuts today, and LCX Nifty is indicating a deep cut as well as we open markets.